Hello, how are you doing? It's Mr. Cordell, and I'm a client of yours, and I'm Tucker Solicitors, and I was advised yesterday because I've been having a bit of problems speaking to Nicola Windell, who I believe is my case manager. Which had come a little further off. Now I've not been able to contact her. She won't reply to the emails. Someone said that they're going to try to speak to her and ask if she will contact me because of I've got trial on the 13th. Which is Monday, and none of my witnesses have been contacted or victims have.
Okay, how do you spell your first name? And I'll have a look at the file.
My first name is Simon, S-I-M-O-N. And the surname is Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. And it's for, there's two cases, one led out of the other one somehow. But, yeah, the one that I let is actually. Trial is for the 2nd of the 8th, the incident occurred on, and the trial is for the 13th or 10th.
Right, what's the offence?
It was alleged threats. It's alleged threats to cause criminal damage. But
right, okay. So obviously, we only have a limited amount of information. Yeah, that's Highbury Corner Magistrate.
Yes, that's correct. I've got two witnesses and everyone wanting to attend. We've been trying to get her to contact them. She agreed to do it, and she agreed to obviously give me disclosure, but somewhere there's been a slight breakdown in communication, and I've been left.
Right, let me see if she'll answer. The case is down as Andrew Bennington.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, let me try eyes today. Hang on just one moment. You have been put on hold. You have been put on hold. You have been put on hold. Right, I've tried all of them and it's all gone so voice now. I've tried Neil and Nicole. I've sent various emails that Andrew makes the owner of call.
I have an issue because obviously I've been if no one actually acts on my behalf, like fairly and actually contacts my witness now. I've been told that I spoke to because this is all over. She explained some law to me, and I respect her obviously, and what she's saying. But no one's perfect in this world. And what she said to me that the law works a certain way, and I was pretty sure that I knew another way. So I've gone and checked online after our conversation, and the online just says exactly the same thing. Now I just got off the phone to another solicitor firm who I'm talking to now because I'm concerned that they won't contact me. Maybe noticing that. And I asked him if they would be willing to take on my case. So I've gone through my case and I've told him what's happened. And he said that what I'm saying is, have to see the case paperwork. But 100% for harassment and for threats to kill, if the harassment charge was dropped, they have to rearrest me for the threats to kill. Because it has to, and I should have had arrest, and that this case should be voided because of that. But you have to see the paper. He said he would be willing to take legal aid on for me. But because the case is on Monday, it's such a short period of time, and he knows who used it are. He said the only way that this could ever happen is if user actually agree for legal aid to be transferred. He said if you agree for legal aid to be transferred, man, you fill the form in right now and you take this case on and get the case dropped under the president. That's what I've said.
Right. Okay. Give me a contact number then, Cordell, and I'll send various emails.
See the number that I'm calling.
Right, I'm
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, this is the answer to
okay, right. It's like if worst comes to worst and I don't get contacted by tomorrow, should I try and contact a bit earlier, about midday tomorrow, and see
if
what happens?
To, yeah, but I have said that it's normally here for 5:30, so I've got like, what, 50 minutes before they should finish.
All right, thank you.
I'll send you the email, it's 6 years.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. All right,
okay.
Thank you.